Next patient is Lavan Tucker. It's a consultation, requested by Dr. Palanaswamy. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies on radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 83-year-old female with a history of hypertension, sleep apnea, pulmonary hypertension, coronary heart disease period. Patient is recently complaining of increasing episodes of palpitation and shortness of breath period. Patient is found to be in atrial fibrillation with a rapid ventricular rate period. Apparently, patient has a history of atrial fibrillation and underwent cardioversion 2020 period. Patient came to the office accompanied with the daughter who is a pharmacist period. Apparently patient has history of paralysis with atrial fibrillation since 2017 period. A patient is quite symptomatic with the atrial fibrillation period. She also has a history of TIA in the past period. Current medication, Allegra, amlodipine, aspirin, atorvastatin, colates, multivitamins, LQS 5 mg 2 times daily, furosemide 20 mg daily, iron tablet, losartan 50 mg daily, metoprolol 25 mg daily. Period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, now history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, now history of premature coronary heart disease, cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, diagnosis of weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary, now history of pneumonia. COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated now history of arthritis. Neurological now history of seizure disorder, TIA, on examination, blood pressure 114 over 16, 9 pulses 72-80, and irregular respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregular, no murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normal, active, ball sound, extremity, no edema. Click emission number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, coronary heart disease, recommendation, patients, atrial fibrillation, and is quite symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation and pulmonary vein isolation. Procedure risk and benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70-80%. Sometimes need more than one procedure. Period. Please send a copy to this is the end of the dictation.